T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We are turning to the Dialpad guest line now. NFL Insider, you can hear him all over the place doing a fantastic job. SiriusXM NFL Radio, Fox Sports Radio. He's a 95.7 The Game football insider. Adam Kaplan, kind enough to join us here on 95.7 The Game. Adam, good morning. There's a lot we want to get to, but we'll start with this. Saturday, you hear the news that Andrew Luck is stepping down from the National Football League. What was your first thought?
Shock. The big shock, Joe, is the timing. If this had happened in, let's say, February, I could have understood it a little bit more. Because generally the way these retirements work is you typically either announce before the season ends you're going to retire, or you decide after the season you're going to retire, not 2 weeks before the regular season starts for the next season. That the timing is shocking. I was stunned. I'm like, well, you had to process it when my former colleague at ESPN, Adam Schefter, broke the story. And then you kind of had to try to figure out why. And it's funny, I was with the Colts 2 days last week, and actually it was the week, technically now would be the week before, when the Colts were hosting the Browns for 2 days. And what they had said was, if he wasn't going to be ready week one, it would be soon after that, because his rehab had been going well. And 2 days before he met with the front office to tell him that he was thinking about about retiring, he had a rigorous workout where he did side-to-side movement very, very hard. The next day he didn't do anything, and then on Monday he went in and told Chris Ballard in their front office that he was considering retiring. Somehow the story didn't get out till Saturday. I'm shocked that it took 6 days for the story to get out. Basically, in our business, something like this just doesn't sit, but it did. But can you imagine being at that game, whether you're a fan or someone in the media or someone with a team who did not know, and you're finding out about it through social media? Just incredible.
Where did Indy go from here? Is Brissett the guy, or do you think they pick up the phone and perhaps call the Niners? They got three, or who's out there that you think that the Colts would look at as a potential backup or a potential starter?
Yeah, so the way it's going to be, Jacoby Brissett will be this unquestioned starter for the rest of the season. They're not even considering bringing anyone to compete against him. What they're going to do eventually is they're probably going to bring somebody in. Right now, because Chad Kelly suspended for 2 games on the 31st, that's when his 2-game suspension will start. They just have Philip Walker, the former undrafted free agent out of Temple, who right now would be their number 2 quarterback. So they're going to have to add someone at some point. What they'll do is they'll continue to talk to other teams, and they'll see who will be available on the 31st, whether it's a veteran who's going to be cut or someone who'd be available for a trade. But Brissett is clearly the guy. Now, 2 years ago, remember, 1 week before the season started, Brissett was acquired from the Patriots. He struggled, but he hung in there, and he started getting his timing down with the receivers before the season started, or actually ended. And then you fast forward 2 years later, now he's going to be the guy. And as a matter of fact, they like him so much. If he plays extremely well this season, it would not surprise me by Thanksgiving if they look to extend his contract. That's how much they believe in him.
What's the market like for a possible backup quarterback on the move from San Francisco, whether it's C.J. Beathard or Nick Mullins? Is it too late in the process for the 49ers to expect to really get anything for either one of those players if made available?
Yeah, I think when you look at it, Mullins is the guy who played better than Beathard. There's no question. Beathard's got the stronger arm. I don't think you're going to get all you're getting for these guys is a conditional late round pick. I mean, if that's what you're looking for, you could probably get something if you're John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan. The problem is that Nick Mullins is an incredible story, considering he was an undrafted free agent 2 years ago. He's a guy that, when talking to NFL people, didn't like his arm at all. Not very strong, but he's a timing and rhythm, accurate quarterback, perfect for West Coast offense as a backup. These guys, though, in trades are not going to get you very much. They know what they are. People don't think in the league, don't think these guys could ever be starters. So you're not going to be able to get much for them.
Adam Kaplan, 95.7 The Game Football Insider with Jolo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. This is the time of year where teams are getting very specific about their cutdowns, and if they seem to have an excess at any position, well, perhaps a trade could be in the works. The Niners are said to have a plethora of defensive linemen. Could you see them wheeling and dealing at any time before the start of the season? And then on top of that, do you see, as a part B to this, Melvin Gordon potentially being a trade target for the Texans following that Lamar Miller injury?
Yeah, well, the issue, let's start with the Texans and Jadeveon Clowney. The talk around the league is very simply this. They love to move him. The problem is because you cannot extend his contract because the deadline for franchise players was July 15th. First of all, he'd have to sign the franchise tender to facilitate a trade. Then you have to have a team that is willing to pay him next year. There are a lot of things complicating the situation because he has a significant injury history. Yes, he's very talented. His production is pretty good. And by the way, he's got really good positional versatility. He can play in. He can play two linebacker spots. He's played tackle and nickel. You can move him inside. But it's a complicated situation. It's not going to be easy to move him. Now, the Texans, by the way, they need running backs. And Duke Johnson is not a starting running back. Just not. He's a change-up. He's a third-down back. He's a good second back. Now, if you're a team that has excess at running back, and there are plenty of them, by the way, that's the one position when talking to teams that they've got. There's so many teams with too many running backs, so the Texans won't have a problem finding anybody to trade with.
Yeah, I hear that, you know, are you hearing the same that Baltimore is rumored to be looking at Jadeveon Clowney? Is that something you see happening? And if you're looking at the running back position for the Niners, it looks like those chairs are going to be, it looks like they're going to be playing musical chairs because I think they have a plethora of backs as well. And there's going to be probably a good one get cut. Do you not agree?
Yeah. You know, as a matter of fact, let's talk about the Niners for a second in terms of trades. I think what will wind up happening, I think they'll wind up moving a wide receiver. They're actually pretty deep there. And they, I think there's a chance that they move one of these guys. One of the backups, obviously, not anyone that they really think has a strong future. That's probably where they could trade from depth. A defensive line, potentially some of their backups. Typically, the trades that you make on the initial 53 deadline, which is Saturday at 1 p.m. Pacific, it's typically guys late round picks who you think could get claimed off waivers. So you know what? Hey, let's move these guys because they're going to have some value, and they're typically backup offensive linemen, backup running backs, backup receivers, and backup defensive ends. You're talking about fifth or sixth defensive ends that you just don't have room for, but you think you'd have value.
You're looking at 1,000 players being turned out this weekend when the final cuts are made. Does the NFL need to make an adjustment to where teams can maybe keep more players on an inactive roster in case of injury?
Well, the couple things are, yeah, they're going to be, by Saturday, there'll be around 1,200 player transactions. But there's been no movement. Remember, the practice squads went from 7 to 10. You can do that. There are exceptions to each practice squad now. For guys who had been on a practice squad for a season, you could still, depending on their years of service, you could actually put them on a practice squad. But there's been no movement to go past 10. There's been no move to go past 53 players. But what you have is, the big one is go from 4 preseason games to 2. That is certainly something that'll be discussed in the collective bargaining agreement. But the problem is, you cannot. Players say they're not going to go to 18 games. They're steadfast in doing it. As long as you have that, we're going to have 4 preseason games. But I could tell you the sentiment with coaches and executives that I've talked to on my 18 team training camp tour was very, very simple. They're done with 4 preseason games. They don't want it. What they like to have is some more of these inter squad scrimmages or a scrimmage or 2 days of practice with the other team that's going to play them in the preseason. That, to me, is the wave of the future here.
Good stuff, as always. NFL Insider, you can check him out on Sirius XM NFL Radio, Fox Sports Radio. He's everywhere. 95.7 The Game Football Insider, Adam Kaplan, with us here on 95.7 The Game. Adam, we appreciate the time and insights. Thank you very much.
Guys, thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.